This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid concerns of growing tensions between the two nations, America's top diplomat meets with his Chinese counterpart.
Those tensions involve international trade, commercial theft, rising human rights violations, China's military aggression, as well as electoral interference of the upcoming elections. Despite those tensions, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the talks with Wang Li were a good first step.
We had a good, productive conversation. As President Trump has said, there are many steps along the way, and we took one of them today. It was another step forward. And so this is, I think, a good outcome for all of us.
I'm John Clemens.
Brett Kavanaugh was technically sworn in as a Supreme Court justice after his confirmation on Saturday, but now President Trump's announced that what he says is the official swearing-in will happen this evening at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Reports are the company that owns the limousine that crashed on Saturday afternoon in upstate New York, killing 20 people, had been cited at least four times in recent years for the condition of some of its vehicles. The crash, called the worst in America since 2009, happened at an intersection next to Lauren Kirby's country store.
The intersection used to be different before, and there were accidents before, but never anything like what's happened in the last few years, and especially yesterday.
18 of the dead were in the vehicle heading for a birthday party, two pedestrians also killed. The NTSB says the driver didn't stop at the intersection, but so far they don't know why. Florida's Governor Rick Scott is urging people in his state to start preparing now for another tropical storm. This time it's named Michael, and the storm is expected to become a hurricane by later today. And Michael could then make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane on Wednesday along the Gulf Coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another Facebook hoax is making the rounds. This one has users believing their accounts have been cloned, with a message saying that the cloned account has then been making friend requests, and the user is told to forward the message to their friends. The chain reaction has led to thousands and thousands of people receiving the pointless messages. While there have been instances of cloned accounts looking to steal personal info, officials say that's not currently a major problem on that social media site. Former first daughter Barbara Bush is married. The 36-year-old daughter of President George W. Bush tied the knot yesterday with screenwriter Craig Coyne at a secret ceremony at the Bush compound in Maine. Friends and family were in attendance, including both former Presidents Bush. And the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas is today, as it's Columbus Day, a national holiday celebrating the Italian explorer. In observance, most federal offices, banks, and post offices are closed today. but also several towns and cities across the nation don't celebrate it as Columbus Day, but rather they call it Indigenous Peoples Day to honor the Native Americans that were killed during European colonialism. Some of the cities replacing Columbus Day include Denver, Seattle, Phoenix, Portland, and Albuquerque. Meanwhile, New York's about to have its huge annual Columbus Day parade. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's also great to have Jason Yates with us, the CEO of My Faith Votes. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Hey, this is really important. This has been on my heart almost, from day one when I returned to the radio and got behind the microphone after being away from it for 30 years. I was in Los Angeles and met a dear friend of mine, Craig Huey, who does a lot of, going to churches, explaining their rights, giving them background, vetting all the candidates, to the churches. And it's so important. And I know that even today, Jason, some of the pastors' churches are still confused, even though the president, by executive order, said, we're going to tie up the Johnson Amendment right now, and they're still waiting for Congress to finally make it, a fait accompli and a final law. We'll see how that comes about.
Yeah, the reality is that churches actually have quite a bit of freedom as to what they can do. Now, churches and pastors on behalf of the church cannot actually endorse a particular candidate, but they certainly can encourage their congregations to vote, and mm-hmm. they can certainly talk about the issues underlying the elections and encourage their congregations to think biblically, to think about the issues from what the Word of God says.
And what's been the problem is what we're dealing with here in America. The church has been under attack for a long time. The radical left, the American Civil Liberties Union has gone after the churches hard and fast whenever there was any mention of any kind of political, an iota, a bit of politics coming out of the pulpit, they wreaked havoc. And just the same way that we're seeing it done in Main Street America today. If you don't agree with them, you better lawyer up. And you better be prepared to defend yourself, right?
Yeah, it's so true. And mm-hmm. and ironically, some churches that are more left-leaning are the ones that will be more vocal and maybe actually even step across the lines a little bit in what should be allowed or what is allowed. Mm-hmm. And it's the more conservative churches that have been a little more tepid in that and not stepping out and speaking into that. They're concerned about splitting their church. There are churches with people from all different backgrounds, all different perspectives, and that's why we at My Faith Votes are really encouraging people. Let's just talk about the issues. Mm-hmm. Let's forget about the political parties. Let's help people understand a biblical worldview and encourage them to think well about those issues.
No, you're exactly right, Jason, and on both points, because, as you say, the liberal churches, they get cover. You know, they're nobody's going to give them a bad time because they're on the side of, you know, those radical groups, so they're not going to have to deal with attorneys. It's the other side that say, look, I'm going to take my, command from Jesus Christ to be an agent of transformation in our society. Politics is just one of it. It's not the be-all and end-all. You know, here on this show, we deal with both. You know, the very things you're not supposed to talk about, you know, God and politics, and here we are right in the middle of the storm, you know. But we do so because it's essential, as you say, from a biblical worldview point, and also what God has commanded us to do and why he established church in the first place.
That's right. You know, people often ask me, why are you encouraging Christians to vote? Why are you encouraging them to get involved? And my answer is often that it's not from a place of politics. I want us to be faith-based first, political second. I want us to derive our political perspectives from our faith, not our faith from our political perspectives. And so what I'm encouraging people to do is to get involved, not because of their politics, but for the very reason that you're mentioning, that our faith should be we should engage our faith in all that we do. Now, mm-hmm. politics is one place, but it's a very important place and a place that we can have influence. And so we should be engaged, and we should be about bringing good, the good from our faith to our communities and to our nation by being involved and by voting.
When I look back in history, Jason, when I see pivotal key points of the history of this nation, even starting from day one when it came up as an idea, who were the people that led the way but people of faith?
They really were. We have some pillars of great faith, and you know, there are stories after stories. I just finished reading a great book about the Pilgrims and mm-hmm. and the faith and the way they established their government based on their beliefs. And it's their government that then further informed what has become the government and the Constitution of our nation today. Mm-hmm. And it was their escape from persecution and their desire to worship freely. And that's really one thing that's at stake in our nation today, that freedom to worship freely. There's so many attempts to squash and to restrict our ability to worship and practice our faith, our beliefs, and our trust in God for who he is and what he has established in his word.
And Jason, I'm glad you honed in on that, because that is really the foundation of our government for us truly. You know, let freedom ring. That's what this is all about. If freedom is not reigning, then you know, maybe we're serving the wrong God. Maybe something's wrong here. We're not doing it, because God is all about liberty. I mean, this is why Jesus came, if, you know, but for liberty. I mean, and all that represents in our expression of our faith and our religious practices, the way in which we choose to live, if we're restricted. And right now, I mean, we're being hammered, you know, which was on display for the last couple of weeks as we went to confirm a chief, but a justice, Brett Kavanaugh. You know, that's clearly, I mean, this is, you know, it is endemic of our culture these days. And if people of, you know, good character, and I'm saying God-fearing character, do not step up and offer any kind of antidote, I mean, look at, we've got a big push towards socialism and Marxism and secularization of our country. I mean, we are heading down the wrong road really quick, lest people of faith say, wait a minute, you guys are heading for a wall, stop. And I think we have a little bit of that dynamic taking place, but I think people of faith, more than others, should understand, because they have seen God. They know their God. They see how God has been there from day one with this country, how we dealt with slavery, how we continue to deal with the racial divide and social injustice in this country. And we've got a long ways to go. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But I'll tell you, and I think you would agree with this, that if we take God out of the picture as the solution to all of the ills of our society, boy, it is a great peril we do that.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. And what I would encourage everyone to do is visit our website, myfaithvotes.org. If you want to vote and get involved and gain a biblical worldview, we have great resources, not only in your voting, but also how you can think about the issues and address these things.
Jason, I need 10 more minutes, so stay with us. We're going to go to break. We got more from Jason after
Ethereum
this.
Were created, Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You're listening.
listening to Bill Martinez live.
1, 2, 3.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Wait Like Us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you're like many Americans who are confused about your health care situation, you need to know about Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, really, okay? Not like what they told you years ago. You get to choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org for all the details. They're also linked on our website at billmartinezlive.com. Our conversation with Jason Yates continues. He is the CEO of My Faith Votes. Jason, before we went to break, you were reminding everybody how they can get involved and take advantage of My Faith Votes toolkit that's available, which will help inspire churches around this country to get out and vote this November. I mean, we're, what, 30 days or so away now, right?
Yeah, we're only about 30 days away. And here's an amazing statistic, Bill. When people think about the magnitude of these elections, they think a lot about the importance of the Senate and the House, and those are incredibly important because there are some really big issues happening in our nation today, and we need to be weighing in on those. But get this, there are 70,000 elections happening in our country in November.
Yes.
Across our nation. 70,000. It's from school boards to mayors to state legislation to judges, as well as the every member of the House of Representatives and then a third of the Senate. So just huge opportunity for Christians to weigh in. And we do provide a lot of resources. So we have a voting assistance center. When you go to our website, myfaithvotes.org, you will see a vote section. There you can select your state and get all the information, including voters' guides and sample ballots, for every opportunity that you have to cast a vote, from school board all the way up to Senate. So I do encourage people to visit that and make sure that you are well informed before you head to the polls.
And Jason, if it's okay with you, I want to make sure we have a link to your site on our website as well. So in case they miss it and maybe they're trying to relate to somebody else, they may remember our website, at least to go there and then to get linked to you if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you, Bill.
No, really, our honor to do that because it is difficult. You've got to do your homework as a responsible citizen. We're called to do that. I mean, Jesus said we render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God. And these elections are rendering to Caesar. This is our government and the way our government and our founding fathers was established by, we the people, those three important words, which by definition means that we have to be activated citizens. And though the Johnson Amendment came into play and confused many pastors across the country, and they're still a bit confused, just like even last week we had Bring a Bible, to school day last Wednesday, and people were hesitant and said, well, can I do that? Yes, you can do that. It's legal to do that. But because of what, the left has done, it's confused many people of faith as to what their rights and responsibilities and their freedoms, what they have available to them today, right?
Isn't it amazing how the left really has done an amazing job of confusing us around this concept of separation of church and state? Mm. And, what that was originally intended to do and be, it was to give us freedom. You talked about freedom. It was intended to elevate that and as we practice our faith, give us full freedom to do that without intervention from the government. Instead, we're living in a time when that's so confusing, and people think that we're restricted, not free. So yes, we need to do that. You know, at My Faith Votes, we encourage people to do three things in an election season. We want, and I believe our founding fathers, this is what our nation was built on. We want people to pray,
yes,
to think, and then to vote. And so to be involved, take action. And so we believe that in an election season, the primary pursuit of every Christian should be to seek the face of God in prayer, and to seek Him first and say, God, what do you want for our nation and from me as I cast my vote? So be prayerful about it. Think, you know, think well about the issues. Get to know who's on the ballot. Get to know what the issues are. Line it up with the Bible and determine how you're going to vote. And then be faithful and go and vote. And those are the three things. If every Christian would do that, I'll tell you what, we would have some real change in this nation. I do believe that.
Well, we talk about 90 to 100 million people who say they're Christians, they believe in God. And this is a statistic that drives me absolutely bonkers. I got to tell you, Jason, to be perfectly frank with you, is that when so many of the church sit on the sidelines and they do not pray, they do not think, much less vote. I mean, that's very dangerous, especially when you consider that it is God who places, you know, our leaders in place. I mean, that was my prayer the last 2 weeks. I just had to really just rest in God's peace. That God, I know that you're going to choose the right, you know, Supreme Court justice that we should have. And, you know, and if it be your will, then Judge Kavanaugh will be brought to the Supreme Court. And I had to let it go there because, you know, it's easy to get agitated, and especially when we're so carpet bombed with all the, you know, all the ads, you know, for the last 2 weeks, and then we're going into the last month. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be wall to wall political ads. But if you're not studied up, first of all, as you say, you're not prayed, you're not in alignment with what God's intent is, what His will is, and you haven't thought, and in that thinking process, there's studying. You have to study to show yourself approved. You got to do a little bit of homework here and check into the candidate. Check into, you know, the proposals, the propositions that are being put forth that you are responsible for voting in. I can tell you, and Jason, I'm sure you agree, it is tough to vet judges. My buddy, as I mentioned earlier, Craig Huey out in Los Angeles, he spends a lot of time trying to vet judges. They're very difficult. They definitely exercise the Ruth Bader Ginsburg law, you know, and try and stay as nebulous and as mysterious as possible.
They really do. And, you know, one thing about My Faith Votes is we're a nonprofit 501c3 organization. So in the materials that we provide, we won't suggest a specific person to vote for. I know Craig will in his materials, but we do offer lots of really good information that will help you make a good choice. But the judges, you're right. That's a really tough one, regardless of how you go about it and what type of voter guide you're looking for. And it does require prayer, for God to.
At the bottom of all this, Jason, if you're holding to a biblical worldview, then you want to elect those people, not necessarily, and I understand, a party, although there are some party there's some clear party policies that make it, in my humble opinion, impossible, because it clashes so much with a biblical worldview, I can't consider it. But this is what I've come to understand and appreciate through my study and my application of the law and God's law.
Well, I love an interview we just did with Dr. Tony Evans, a pastor out of Dallas. And he said, we don't ride the backs of the donkey or the elephant. And, you know, and that's absolutely true. We should be looking to the Lamb and what it is He would have for us. You know, it's tough when we're in such a divisive time and we're led to believe that we need to retract and stay off on the sidelines.
Just make sure you make sure we're choosing the truth that sets us free. Jason Yates, CEO of My Faith Votes. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks. bill. Thanks
individuals
so much.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid concerns of growing tensions between the two nations, America's top diplomat meets with his Chinese counterpart.
Those tensions involve international trade, commercial theft, rising human rights violations, China's military aggression, as well as electoral interference of the upcoming elections. Despite those tensions, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the talks with Wang Li were a good first step.
We had a good, productive conversation. As President Trump has said, there are many steps along the way, and we took one of them today. It was another step forward, and so this is, I think, a good outcome for all of us.
I'm John Clemens.
Brett Kavanaugh was technically sworn in as a Supreme Court justice after his confirmation on Saturday, but now President Trump's announced that what he says is the official swearing-in will happen this evening at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that'd be me. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride. Boy, I tell you, we got a real treat for you. You know, you've heard me say for a long time, I really believe that we're entering into an era of where small thinking is, you know, just by the wayside. It is time to think big. It is a time of encouragement, and I'm real excited for what is on the horizon for all of us, especially for those that want to live limitless and want to also think in a limitless sort of way. With our next guest, Danette Crawford joins us. She's a powerful international evangelist, author, speaker, and TV host with a refreshing message of hope and encouragement. Her brand new book, Limitless Thinking, Think Big, Ask Big, Expect Big, and Receive Big, Limitless Living. I mean, given the choices, Danette, why would you not want to live that way?
Amen. That is exactly right. And limitless thinking leads to limitless living. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited that this new book is launched actually tomorrow. It's available everywhere books are sold. And I believe it is a now word. And as we take the limits off of our thinking and we begin to think big, then we'll ask big. And when we ask big, we can expect big, and we will receive big from our big God. You know, it's limitless what God wants to do in you, through you, and for you.
Well, when you consider where we've been planted right now, and for a time such as this, Danette, this is why I've seen this on the horizon. I've seen this coming, where the shackles are falling off. Yeah. You know, we serve a God who is at the very foundation of his love for us, is that we would be free. And to be unlimited, I mean, when you think about that and all that he's given us, I mean, he tells us all these great things. I mean, like, what is he just telling us these things to mess with us? You know, as if he's not going to fulfill the promises?
You know, that's one of the first things that I say in my book, is most of us have to be set free to think big. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And that's usually the root of small thinking, is because we think, oh, well, you know, we believe God to do it in people, other people, and through other people, but we don't believe big for ourselves, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And that's where it begins. That's where the turnaround begins, is in our very mindset. We've got to set our mind on the Word, and the Word tells us, as we think big, it says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And that's what we need to do.
And you bring up a great point here, Danette, is where are you drawing your own individual perspective? Are you drawing it from, you know, friends and supposed friends and neighbors and other people, in the flesh? Or are you going to the God who created you, who wove you in the hidden places of your mother's womb? And as he was putting you together, knitting you together, he was envisioning all this life for you. He's the only one that knows the beginning from the end from the beginning, and he is weaving you together in such a way to where you have all the goods to complete the very vision that he's placed in your heart. A vision that wakes you up at 3:00 in the morning, I often tell people, and it gives you that discomfort of saying, this is what I call the grief to happiness ratio. And that is the difference between where you are on point with God versus where you're not. And that causes a rub and causes dissatisfaction. But what are we going to do? Are we going to respond to that and respond to the urging of the Holy Spirit, or are we going to sear our conscience and think, oh, well, we've had too many people, whether it was a mean-spirited father or mother or somebody or a teacher in school that's going to try to trip us up and deprive us of our God-given destinies?
Right. So many times we allow other people's words. Well, you know, I always say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So others' people's words to you, against you, about you, that does not define who you are. It actually defines who they are. So we cannot allow their words to define us. We've got to make sure the words that are coming out of our mouth are correct also. You know, I love the scripture about Jabez. It says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And even though he was birthed in pain, he asked the Lord for big. He said, oh Lord, that you would bless me and indeed and enlarge my territory. Let the hand of the Lord be upon me and keep me from evil. And then it says, and God granted him his request. I believe that there are many people listening to the sound of my voice that number one, they've never even stepped into that or believed it for themselves. And there's another group of people that have believed it, that have stood on those principles, but they're weary. And I call that the last lap runners. You know, I was a long distance runner, and I learned that the last lap had to be the strongest. So the last lap leads to limitless. Don't be discouraged because your promise hasn't been fulfilled yet. God says you're right on the precipice upon it. You have to just continue to keep on running.
Mm-hmm. And going back to what you said earlier, in the book of James, God tells us we don't have because we don't ask. And, you know, we just underestimate God's concern for us and that he is very active in our lives. In fact, if we could only hear from heaven how he dances over us and is cheering us on, this would be an incredible, you know, spirit. You talk about, running long distance and hearing the crowd, you know, cheering you on, what that meant for you during that experience and for others who have participated in sports, and talk about the power of the home team yelling and screaming and just encouraging you on. Imagine if you could hear the voice of God cheering you on.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And we need to refuse to speak defeat over ourselves, because God is speaking victory over ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to watch what comes out of our very own mouth. And as we refuse to be operating in doubt and unbelief and limited thinking and limitless mindset, then we can live out a lifestyle of limitless. Mm-hmm. Ask big, expect big, believe big, and then we will receive big.
Danette, that's the second time you said that we need to watch what comes out of our mouth, not only to ourselves, but to others. You know, are we on God's side in what, you know, how God sees others? Or are we seeing them as, little minions or, you know, grasshoppers? Or are we seeing them made in the image of God with an identity just like us, with the impossible emboldened and inscribed on our hearts? Are we speaking that into others as well? Or are we part of the crowd that just wants to pull them down?
Amen. You know, honor is a really big deal. And a part of us stepping into our limitless living is us having a heart and a mindset of honor. When it said that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, when you are living an honorable life, it means that you show and give honor where honor is due. We need to love and honor one another, even above ourselves. You know, when you help other people come into the promises of God for their life, when you help be somebody else's miracle, what you make happen for somebody else, God will help make happen for you.
Amen. My kids have heard this story, and even those that I trained in sales for many years, having been in marketing and in the radio business for a long time. I share the story about this gentleman who found his way at Alioto's restaurant outside of the wharf in San Francisco. I don't know if you've been there. It's a lovely place.
No.
But he's out there on the wharf waiting for his reservation to be called, and he sees this guy selling live crabs out of this blue box, this big blue box. And, you know, and he's every once in a while he sees a pincher kind of coming over the top of the box, and he knows off the side is the lid. Leaning up against the box, and he goes, well, that's odd. I mean, the water's right there. Is this guy going to lose his inventory? What's he thinking? And so finally his curiosity got to him. He's still waiting for his reservation to be called. And so he goes and he talks to the guy. He goes, look, I notice you're selling these live crabs. I see pinchers, coming up over the top. Aren't you afraid you're going to lose your inventory? He goes, oh, no. He goes, you don't understand, Sonny.
Right.
He says, the crabs are like people. Every time the crab tries to get out of the box, the others reach up and grab him and pull him back down.
Pull him back in.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is.
There it
yes,
is.
It is.
But that's the world of the flesh.
Right.
It's not the world of the spirit that God is in us that is looking, and giving us. He's really given us a command, you think about it, for limitless thinking and limitless living. We've got more from Danette Crawford on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're going to get into more details of this encouraging book that she's sharing with us. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live. Come right in. Get to all my brokenness. Get to all my hopelessness.
That encourages me to know that our loving Father, like we read about the prodigal, boy, he cinches up everything he needs to cinch up, and he chases after him. He chases us towards us, not after us, but yes, toward us. He comes running to us, and, you know, that should be such an encouragement. Danette Crawford is with us, so we're going to continue our conversation, a little bit more about her background. She is the founder and president of Danette Crawford Ministries, which makes sense, and which aims to spread the gospel around the globe. That is her heart. Her TV program, Hope for Today with Danette Crawford, is broadcast weekly into over 250 million homes, and everything she does, her goal is to see souls saved and lives changed. That's really what it's all about, isn't it, Danette?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And you know, what I'm excited is my book, Limitless Thinking, Limitless Living, it explains to people God wants to use you, not mm-hmm. just me, not just you, Bill, but God wants to use all of us, and it's limitless what God wants to do in us, through us, and for us. You know, a national or international battle tactic of the enemy is intimidation. Mm. And when the enemy can try to intimidate us, we can have an open door to the spirit of limitation. God wants us to remove the limits, to think big, and allow him to do big in us, through us, and for us.
Exactly. Well, the book is available starting tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. You know what? I just left some Barnes & Nobles. It's on the shelf across the nation, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. And also you can go to our website, limitlessthinkinglimitlessliving.com, and get a copy.
Well, there it is. And also you can check out Danette's website, Danette Crawford. Just make sure you understand how it's spelled, just like it sounds, D-A-N-E-T-T-E, DanetteCrawford.com. Why this book? Why now?
This is a now word for the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I believe everything that we're seeing God even do in our nation, that it is a now word. Mm-hmm. You know, we are seeing God do supernatural miracles, even in political realms. Mm-hmm. We are seeing God do supernatural things. And it is a now word because I believe that things are wrapping up. Things are speeding up here in the time clock of the Lord and the things in the spirit. And God wants us to take the limits off. I believe that there's so many people that need Jesus, and mm-hmm. you are the one that can reach them. Now, I can't reach everybody. God mm-hmm. wants you. Ephesians 3:20 says, "For I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could think, ask, or imagine." That's the theme of this book.
Mm-hmm. What going along with what you're saying is that I sense we're on the verge of a revival, Danette, like
yes.
one we've never experienced before.
Yes.
And also that it is going to be a lot of people involved, because I was praying, God, send us a voice. You know, we lost the voice of Billy Graham. And I thought, okay, who's going to replace Billy Graham? Mm-hmm. And it was one of my prayers and my conversation with God, just very straight up, you know, because we had that kind of conversation. I said, okay, God, what now? And, what I sensed God was, you know, just conveying to me was that, Bill, it's not going to be one voice. It's going to be
right.
lots of voices that
right.
are coming. And,
right.
You know, and I thought, wow, this is so cool. So I have been praying that the many voices would come in and have
yes.
their stories to tell.
Yes.
Very simple, you know, because some people get intimidated, go, I don't have a testimony. What do you mean you don't have a testimony? Let's talk about it. Let me hear what you have to say. And, they don't even realize, you know, they've forgotten, you know, that first love experience that they had with God when they got transformed, you know, when they were one way, like the blind man who could now see. It was so dramatic. But, you know, it's like they've taken that transformation so for granted that they have forgotten who they
yes.
were before they became who they are, and also became who's they are. And,
you know, it's wild that you're saying this, because I just finished a revival this weekend, and I just walked out of my staff meeting before this radio interview,
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing that we were doing this weekend, I was telling the people, I have a school called School of Esther's, mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. raise up young evangelists, young men and women, and one of my daughters in the Lord was preaching, did a tag team with me on Saturday night, and it's exactly what you're saying, Bill. God is calling all of us to report for duty. Take
Amen.
The limits off of your thinking and get out there and just go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. God is calling all of us to report for duty, and sometimes your ministry could be working in the grocery store, working in Walmart, wherever God has positioned you. You are that evangelist that God has sent there in the highways and the byways.
It's that word aptly spoken. Think about that.
Yes.
It's not paragraphs. It's not a book. It's not volumes. It's a word. A word that penetrates that wall, that opens the door for the Holy Spirit to come in. The Holy Spirit is already there. I mean, you know, in much the same way as we read between verse 1 and verse 2 of Genesis, was the Holy Spirit was hovering over the chaos. There's lots of chaos in this country today.
Yes.
So don't think the Holy Spirit is not hovering. And the Holy Spirit hovers like a mother hen in expectation that a chick will come out, will be transformed. And this is what's waiting for us. Are we going to co-labor with God and be part of this exciting transformation that takes place, you know, for our families, our loved ones, those who we've been praying for so long? I mean, imagine more than any political process. That's incidental. Yeah. More importantly are the souls of the people and where they're going to spend eternity.
You know, I have a chapter in my book, Limitless Thinking, Limitless Living, called Love Without Limit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love this because when we have the heart of God, that's what won me to Jesus. That's mm-hmm. what won me. I said, you know, I'm not going into that church. I'm not going into the, I went to church twice a year in a Methodist church, and I thought mm-hmm. people that were born again were strange. And, you know, but it was the love of God that reached me. And as we love without limits by honoring others, by showing the love of God, we've got to have the joy of the Lord. We've got to have the love of God. Too many people in the church, they're so competitive. They're trying to build their own kingdom. They're trying to do their own thing. They start out wanting to help hurting people, but mm-hmm. they end up wanting to be famous. And we've right. missed the whole thing. We need to love without limit to reach the lost and dying world that's all around us.
After all, what did Jesus caution us to do? You know, if you want to be, you know, in the front of the line, you got to be at the back of the line. You got to be doing the hard stuff. You got to be a servant. And we miss that part. We think, okay, well, it's all about, you know, the bricks and the mortar and, you know, thousands of people coming to church. Well, are people being transformed? Are lives right. changing? Are they going out? Are they coming in and going out? You can't just sit there. Otherwise, you're going to be like the Dead Sea, right?
Exactly. You know, I told a pastor, I was just speaking at a conference, and I said to them, I said, you know, real church growth, and I was honoring this man of God, because he goes into his city and brings people in off of the street. That's mm-hmm. church growth. I said, you don't need tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds are people that grow from church to church, and they just blow around the different towns and the different cities, going from church to church. We need to go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, bring them into the church. And that is true, limitless thinking. Limitless living. And there's nothing more satisfying than doing the call of God on our life, than reaching people for Jesus. You have what it takes for somebody else's miracle. We just need to have limitless thinking and limitless living.
And when you realize that God was true to his word, that it actually works, Danette, I mean, boy, does that release an incredible amount of freedom in your life and in your life, each of your lives, and then also is engaging, because what's going to happen is your neighbor, people that you come in contact, like you say, at the grocery store, incidentally, maybe you just go to get a loop change in your on your car, and somebody sees that you have something they don't, that's obviously right. missing, and they come to you and they say, hey, Danette, I want what you have.
Amen. That happened to me in the hospital, and I had a reaction. I had an allergic reaction to a natural supplement I got from the health food store. Mm-hmm. My doctor, who was Muslim, who grew up Muslim, came into my room, and she said, there's something different about you. This was 1 year ago. There's something different about you. You're different than all of my patients. What is it? And I said, I have Jesus in my heart. And I said, she says, I feel something in your room. I said, that's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Folks, we've got to live differently than the world, and that's the limitless living. God has souls that only you can reach. Take the limits off of your thinking. Step out there. Go for it, because God wants to use you to take the limits off of your impact and impact the lives of those around you.
Danette, and this is why relationships, that horizontal relationships with others, is so important. And the enemy knows that. I'm going to do everything he can to trip us up, you know, to have us live in unforgiveness and bitterness, so that the testimony that we have, the transformative experience of our lives, is not realized in ourselves or in others. It's aborted in the process because we refuse to see things the way God does.
Amen.
Well,
amen. But we can change that. Absolutely.
Okay, the big takeaway, Danette, after all is said and done here, I'm going to let you summarize and wrap things up here as we wrap things up on the show.
I want to challenge you to take the limits off of your thinking. Get a copy of my book, Limitless Thinking, Limitless Living. It's a now word for you. God wants you to go all the way, all the away the call of God, the promises of God, all of the promises that God's given you that you haven't seen fulfilled yet. God is about to release them. You're on your last lap. Keep running. Stay encouraged. God is going to do it. Limitless Thinking, LimitlessLiving.com. Get your copy today anywhere books are sold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters I...